The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said, "Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever does not enter a sheepfold through the gate, climbs over elsewhere, is a thief and a robber. But whoever enters through the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens it for him, and the sheep hear his voice. So he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has driven out all his own, he walks ahead of them, and the sheep follow him, because they recognize his voice. But they will not follow a stranger. They will run away from him, because they do not recognize the voice of strangers." Although Jesus used this figure of speech, they did not realize what he was trying to tell them. So Jesus said again, "Amen, amen, I say to you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved, will come in and go out and find pasture. A thief comes only to steal and slaughter and destroy. I came so they might have life and have it more abundantly." The Gospel of the Lord. Just yesterday, we celebrated Good Shepherd Sunday, and today, once again, we see this beautiful image of Jesus as the shepherd, guiding and leading us to heaven. And in these troubled times that we live in, but I think every generation will probably say they live in troubled times, because the world has always been challenging and always been difficult, we are reminded very clearly that if we follow the shepherd, Jesus, it's going to be okay, because Jesus loves us and he's guiding us towards him each and every day. And that's what this gospel is about, how much the shepherd loves you here this Monday morning in 2025. And he's looking at you and he's telling you, "Follow me." And if you follow Jesus, despite the troubles that you're going to face on a daily basis, you're going to get there little by little. So in other words, listen to Jesus, okay? That's what the message is. It seems pretty simple, but we mess it up so often because we get distracted or there's so much noise pulling us away. So Christ is telling us to listen to him and to follow him. So let's do that right now. Let's just spend some time in silence, listening to the Good Shepherd, and asking for his wisdom and blessing as we begin this new day.